We have a one-on-one this morning. Again, Matt Songer is joining us once again for a second straight day. Matt, what can you tell us about what's going on at Tri-County Tech? What's happening with graduation this year?
Come to fruition and to be able to graduate here on the 21st.
Yeah, what are some of the preparations that you guys are doing for graduation that's coming up again, like you said, on the 21st?
So once again, we're going to have it at the community center, and we are getting ready with all of our instructors to be able to have everything that they need to have the best night possible. What we really want to showcase is the students' hard work, and so the more we can make this night a special event for them, the better. That's what it really all comes down to, is that we want to make this the best thing for the students, because they have done so much over the past few years to be able to do this and to be able to graduate. And it's fun to see these kids that and these adults that come across that stage next week, that when they came to Tri-County Tech, their life was going one direction, and just because one decision and one action, their decision to come to Tri-County Tech, their life has forever changed. That's one thing that we want to do, and that we strive for, is that we want to make life-changing learning experiences, and every year we get to see the fruits of that labor.
And do you know how many students are going to be graduating from Tri-County Tech on the 21st?
Well, you know, I don't have an updated number right now, but every year it's a few hundred. We're probably looking at about 250 to 300 students that are going to be walking across that stage.
Okay, and I'm assuming you guys are still enrolling for next semester as well?
Absolutely. So we just finished up high school enrollment, but we still, if you have a high school student between the grades that are going to be either a sophomore through a senior, we still have slots available, so we would love for them to still apply. But then we are, of course, going hard at all of our adult recruitment, so that we can make sure that we have even more life-changing experiences. So if you are interested or know someone that's interested, you can go to our website, which is tricountytech.edu. There is on all of our adult pages, there is an apply now. You can click that and fill that out, and that is your first step to a life-changing learning experience.
Now, I know you guys often go to high schools and, like, do the recruitment process there. Obviously, school's kind of wrapping up. And do you guys have any events coming up where you guys go, like, to an adult event where you are essentially sitting on site somewhere for adults to come out and register and get to know more about Tri-County Tech?
So we go to multiple events throughout the community. Everything from like health initiatives and other things that are going on, like either stuff at the Washington County Free Fair. So we have booths there. Typically, we don't do very many booths with adult students, but I am at the high schools pretty much from January on and through March. And so, of course, if you were an adult student during that time and you wanted to apply, you could, of course, see me, and I would love to help you. But we do most of our enrollments, we're trying to go more online to make it easier for that adult student that maybe does have a full-time job, that they don't have to leave that job to be able to apply for Tri-County Tech. And so they'd be able to just apply online. If you have any questions or concerns, we do have a Get Info button as well, where you're able to just be able to reach out to us and ask any question that you might have about Tri-County Tech, or maybe the application process, or even what it looks like next.
All right, and we have about a few minutes left before we have to get to news. What could you tell me? I know you guys have a summer camp program coming up. What can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So that is for our third through ninth graders. It is 3 weeks in June. They're split up into age groups to make it easier, because when you're a ninth grader, you don't really want to hang out with third graders. And so we have it broken up into age groups. And we have some amazing summer camps coming up, which we still are taking applications for. We will be hosting them on campus. You can do like a morning session and an afternoon session, and then have a great time. And so this is the first through the third week of June. That you would be able to come out and really just experience tech as a young kid. We're trying to constantly show people what we have at Tri-County Tech, and the first step is reaching these young kids and letting them have some fun, but at the same time, we're teaching them something the whole time is what it comes down to.
Now, you said it is important to teach young kids all these different things. What are you going to be teaching them? I think we've already talked about this a couple times on Community Connections in the past, but what does the summer camp program have to offer for those who don't know?
So the summer camp program, we have everything from, like, daring drones where these kids are going to learn how to fly these little aerial vehicles. We have these really cool cardboard creation critters where they're going to make these mechanical animals from cardboard and all sorts of tiny electronics. We have chef camp. That's always a fun one because the whole chef camp, they get to learn how to do these cooking techniques, and they get to make all these fun desserts, and they get to take home, and they get to eat everything that they create. That's actually probably my favorite one, just because I love to eat and I love food, and so to see these kids get to make all these fun things is so cool. But there are a ton of different summer camps that we have going on. They pick one that they want because we have a whole bunch of them that are going concurrent all at the same time. And we have all of those listed on our website as well. Registration, we're going to be taking up till the day of the summer camp. And so even if it's the morning of, if you still want to sign your kid up, we would love that. But at that point, you run a risk of maybe your kid not getting into the one they want. So what we would suggest you doing is just going to our website and signing your student or your kid up for our summer camp to make sure that they get the slot in the class that they want to attend.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Matt Songer with Tri-County Tech talking to us a little bit about graduation to Tri-County Tech and also their summer camp program that they're going to be hosting here in about a month or so. Matt, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Stork, among other things, a $1,200 teacher pay raise and a